We present A Squadron of the Divcav Regiment. This squadron is stationed at Otaki, a typical, sprawling, dilapidated Japanese town of some 18,000 inhabitants. The squadron is in charge of the town and the surrounding area, and they look after the repatriation of Japanese ex-POWs and civilians. Corporal Paul Hodson of 20 Marion Street, Wellington, elaborates upon this theme.
This place, Otaki, is one of the main repatriation ports in Japan, and I'd say the most important side to our squadron work is the running of a repatriation centre down on the waterfront. Into this port come Japanese ex-prisoners of war and civilians being brought home. They come from Singapore, Manchuria, Korea, and they come in every manner of craft. Once ashore, the repatriate has to be what we call processed. This entails a customs search, a medical examination. They have to be sprayed with DDT, the inevitable forms have to be filled in, and finally, they have to be sent by train to a destination somewhere in Japan. Now for a word about the centre itself. During the war, it was a naval training establishment, and believe me, it was some place. 23,000 trainees were accommodated here, and the base included a submarine training school, aeroplane hangars, a fighter runway, a hospital, and so on. It was well equipped. For instance, in one building, complete submarine engine rooms were rigged up so that engine room crews could be trained before they even saw the sea. I could carry on, but we're talking about the work of A Squadron, aren't we? As I was saying, our main job is in connection with the repat centre, but we do have plenty of other activities. For instance, a few weeks back, 200 drums of petrol were stolen from Hikari. That's a place about 50 miles down the coast from us. We were advised, and our OC, Major Saul, organised two patrols, and in landing craft, the boys from the squadron did a 12-hour search each way along the coastline. Again, quite recently, there were 12 repat ships lying in the roadstead when suspected cholera cases were discovered aboard one of the ships. Immediately, all the vessels and the centre had to be quarantined. We received extra anti-cholera injections, and for a week the whole squadron stood by to enforce this quarantine. At night, we had boats continually patrolling around the ships to see no nip tried to swim ashore and to see that the Japanese fishing boats kept at a respectable distance. We got through this minor crisis without undue trouble, except for one night when a few natives of Okinawa attempted to break out of one of the compounds. However, a few shots over their heads soon quietened them down, and they were only too glad to get back to their billets. In addition to this work, we have our usual camp and training duties, but they're just the old routine, and I guess are hardly worth talking about. In conclusion, I would like to send a very warm greeting to my people at home, and to wish them all the very best for 1947.
Thank you very much, Paul.